And you're welcome back to the programme. 25 minutes to the hour is the time, and I'm joined on the line now by Liam Horan, Managing Director of Sliinua Careers. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And thank you very much indeed for joining us. An interesting one this evening from DF by email. Aidan, Liam, I'm the youngest person going for the job. I'm afraid I will be well beaten by the more experienced candidates. Is there anything I can do to build my confidence? Deep down, I know I can do the job, but I'm not sure I'll be able to get that across to the interview board.
So, yes, it's interesting, as you say, the candidate here has made a presumption that, you know, their age is going to go against them. That's a dangerous place to start, I would say. Sometimes companies want the new person, the younger person. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're open to be persuaded. And, you know, there are some things we can't change. Our age is one of them. And this candidate needs to be a lot more positive in terms of, you know, if you read what the communication is saying, you know, I know I can do the job. You know, so if you know you can do the job, go in and tell them how you can, you know, prove to them how you can do the job. And don't let age be the issue. Was it Ronald Reagan that said about a fellow candidate when he was asked about age, Reagan was getting on, what about age and this, the, you know, age being an issue? And he said, I'm not going to make it an issue in this election. Because, you know, I'm not going to make it an issue about my opponent. It's not his fault he's so young.
Exactly, exactly.
Yes, I stumbled through it. So I think that this candidate needs to, you know, it's not uncommon for people to say what that candidate just said, you know, I know I can do the job, but yet I'm doubtful about getting the job. That's a contradiction you need to get out of your head, I would say, to DF. You know, that if you know you can do the job, tell me more. How do you know you can do the job? Have you done it before in a stand-in basis? Have you done a similar job? Have you done things in your current job that are better than the person currently doing the job? And that's what DF needs to focus on, because, you know, age is in the eye of the beholder. And I've seen interview panels do unexpected things, not just in terms of age, selecting candidates that were younger, although I saw one recently where a young candidate got the job, and it was a very, very good appointment, I would say. You know, your job as a candidate is to persuade the panel, I'm the best candidate, and, you know, whether I'm too young or too old, or as Bob Dylan said, you think you're too old, too young, too smart, or too dumb. You know, we're all too something if we want to think about it that way, you know.
But, Liam, will interview boards perhaps be prejudiced in favour of a candidate who's been there for years, has been around the block, brings a wealth of experience to the position, and in those circumstances it's going to be very hard for a younger candidate to convince the board that he or she is the person?
Well, you see, again, there's a presumption that they will be prejudiced that way. You know, maybe they're not prejudiced either way, young or old or in between, or maybe they're prejudiced in favour of young. You know, You don't know what's going on in an interview panel. They may well be saying, you know what, we need a fresh voice around here. We've, you know, everything else is a bit jaded around here. Let's get somebody young in. It's a bit like a football team would decide to appoint a 21-year-old captain, not a 28-year-old captain, perhaps. You know, so take Donegal's example. Michael Murphy captained Donegal, I'd say, at 21 years of age. You know, he didn't wait until he was 28, kind of thing. So it all comes back to you can't figure out, or you can't be sure of what bias the interview panel are bringing to the table. Are they biased in favour of young, old, or in between? What you can control is, as this candidate says, I can do this job, and that's why I'd be focusing my efforts. And let's just say youth, you know, let's just say this candidate has some sense that youth might be an issue. I'd address that straight up in the interview by saying, I know that there are other candidates going for this job who have 10 years more experience than me. However, what I do have is the following. And it goes back again to, I'm good enough to do this job, so what have you got? You know, maybe when you're 10 years younger than the other candidates, you're better on technology, perhaps.
Yes.
You're better on new work practices. You maybe understand the makeup of the staff who might be younger, you know. Why, if this candidate feels they can do the job, write down the 10 reasons why they feel that is, and, you know, shoehorn everything to bear, address the age thing if you feel you need to. But the most important thing this candidate needs to do is get it out of their head, this negative. Every candidate has some lingering doubt in the back of their head going to an interview, and that's all it should be. I don't see enough in this candidate for that to be something debilitating or fatal in this instance.
And one final question, Liam. will there be certain positions which demand experience? And no matter how talented the younger candidate might be, whether it's in terms of fresh ideas or IT or whatever it might be, they're not going to succeed.
Yes, I said there are some jobs that you can't do unless you're a certain age. For example, is it 35 to be President of Ireland?
This is true.
But I would say there are some as well. You know, we haven't seen a 25-year-old Pope yet, and I don't see one coming anytime soon. But there are some jobs where experience is crucial, experience having managed something, having done something. And if that were the case here, I'd be saying to this candidate, you know, either wait your turn or understand that you may not get it. But I don't get that sense from that communication we've received, which is much more along the lines of, I can do this job. So it was, you know, if it was as cut and dried as in the scenario you're suggesting, this candidate wouldn't be in the race at all. Remember, they're called to interview, they're in the race, you know, they can do the job, and, you know, I don't see anything that's going to knock them out before they even get going, you know.
And just one final point, and it's a gripe of mine. You know, this discussion that emerges from time to time that we need to be paying senior bankers more than €500,000 a year if we're going to get the very best, because they've got the experience and they've got this and they've got that and they've got the other. Of course, they drove the Irish banks onto the rocks. I'm quite certain that a candidate of 30 with the credentials would probably do a far better job than the high-paid bankers, and for half the €500,000 as well.
Well, probably can do it cheaper anyway, but, you know, they may well do twice as bad a job as well, for all we know, but they probably can do it cheaper. There may well be a pay grade that here is linked to experience in this job, but I'm like you, I'm very wary of sweeping statements saying, oh, we must pay this, or if you pay peanuts, you get monkeys, etc.
Yes.
I'm very wary of those. I think there's a lot of prejudice and a lot of lazy thinking built into that, you know, and there are lots of them out there now, and you know, I would be wary of that as well. But in this case, I'd say this candidate sounds to me like they're well fit to get this job. So go forth and get it, I would say, you know.
Very good. We must leave it there. Liam Horan, as always, many thanks.
Thank you, Aidan.